Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Fla Ra.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Che, why are you looking at me like that?
Because you sounded like you was gargling on the mic.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Pause, my guy.
What?
So
we just started.
We just started, and your flagrancy has already shown itself.
Goodness
gracious.
Well, if you hear the voices, these four voices, you know it is the best day of your week, no matter what day you're listening, but it should be on Monday because help us chart. Oh, we just helped y'all. Yeah. You want us to chart? Listen to us when we come out, and then run up the comments. Run them up, all right? Run up the reviews, and then we'll chart.
Just gave y'all a little insight,
a little behind. You know, because we're 100 episodes old now.
Yep. Niggas is old.
100 episodes old. Sweet. And everybody's like, oh, my God, I love them. They were so sweet.
Son, we went through dreads and braids with you, bro.
Wow.
You had some
shit on your head, too.
I was about to say, we went through
an afro.
Afro.
Box braids. Afro again.
Afro.
Caesar.
Afro cornrows. Back to Caesar with the half moon. Yeah, we went through a lot.
Yeah.
Afro cornrows is crazy.
It was crazy.
It was nuts.
He was going through something.
I had the neck braids for a second.
He went blonde.
You went blonde.
Wow.
You definitely went blonde on this podcast.
I definitely did.
You was a fucking golden lord.
I did. It was great for a second.
It's all right.
You fucking thought.
It brings us together to know that we can go through stages.
Yep.
Did I have long hair when we started this?
No, Ryan.
No, you have to clean
your hair. You've been.
I'm about to say, Ryan, you haven't had your hair long since. Dang.
Since Def Jam days.
Yeah, bro.
What was your brunch name?
For the members only? Yeah.
Members only.
Yeah.
That's when I would see you around, and you had the little...
I cut it when I got my Def Jam job, I believe.
Nah, I thought you had it at Def Jam.
You cut it. I remember you cut it right before my birthday.
I cut it. Yeah.
Remember the birthday, and we did the members only joint you cut it right before that.
So we bring members only back and add it outside of reset?
I said when I signed my first artist, I think that was when I got Guap, maybe?
Yep. Yep, that's exactly when it was.
Shout out to Guap Dad 4000.
We went to Atlanta. Remember we went to Atlanta? Right before I got my new job, you was like, yo, I'm going to Atlanta. I flew to Atlanta.
Yeah, we went to Lou today. Crazy time. Crazy.
Ryan's phases are in his the level of tan he has, and then.
Yo, Che is good. Che, you're good.
My beard is actually coming through right now.
All right, moving on. In other news, if you guys would like to continue to listen to us for another 100 episodes, make sure you stay subscribed. Make sure you comment. Make sure you rate. 5 stars. Why? Because we're still children 100 episodes later need validation. 100 episodes. Okay? So you want to see us 100 more? Keep subscribing. Keep listening. Keep commenting. Keep rating. Also, if you have a letter, send to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. No, Che, why you make those faces?
No, we, because you said it, and I just remembered. We actually, I think we've gotten two letters in the last like 48 hours.
What's going on with y'all? Y'all going through something?
What?
You know what? You know what's crazy? I'm going to leave the crowd on a little handstand because I'm not going to read letters today, and I'm going to let them wait till next week.
Wow.
It was wrong.
That's what I want to do. I want them to wait. You know why? Just why? Because
this is the fly ride podcast featuring Mouse, Mac, out. And Che.
You chill out. I was pointing at the computer, but you couldn't see my finger.
This is the fly ride podcast featuring Mouse, Mac, and Che.
I'm only saying this because recently we had no letters, and niggas act like he don't have problems at home. Y'all
chill out, yo, that's true. That is like, very
I
true.
I know y'all have issues. That is very true. And I know y'all going through a lot. And so am I. If I could write a letter, I'd write it to y'all, but I can't. So can y'all please act like y'all have problems?
Oh my god!
Somebody DM'd me the other day and was like, how are you doing since your live listener letter? Is everything better? And I'm like, no, bitch, I'm still not friends with my friend.
I'm not going to do that today either. You're not going to get me down that hole.
Sheesh.
But yeah, let's get, also before we get into it, shout out to our homegirl Weezy. Her show Sex Sells debuts on Fuse TV this week. Make sure y'all tune in on whatever Fuse is, wherever you at. But make sure you watch Sex Sells with Weezy, What the Fuck, our homegirl. We love her. So make sure you tune in.
There's a lot of money in this neighborhood, bro.
I would like to get some.
If you ever listen to this podcast, I know we're beneath you. But if you listen to us, let me just hold something.
Who you talking to, Weezy?
Uh-huh.
Hold on, let me see if I get on the phone.
I'm about to say this.
Let me see.
You understand that this neighborhood now, all of our friends are like getting paid.
I would like to be one of our friends.
All of our friends are really getting paid. This neighborhood is really looking like Calabasas.
Well, I'm about to bring the property value down because
if the neighborhood is the Calabasas, then we got the bus down reno at the end.
Yeah. We all the way at the end of the
Weezy!
Weezy F baby, please say the motherfucking.
Because he's not vaccinated, and we are trying to keep our members alive,
and I'm not waxed.
Say hi to Ryan and Che.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Weezy.
What you want,
girl? First of all, don't talk to us like that.
I want you to Zell me some money.
He said, Ryan said he wants you to Zell him some damn money.
I got it.
She said, for what?
Excuse me?
I think he just wanted money.
Nigga said, you want me to say it on air?
She said, anyway, we just got done shouting you out about your show, Sex Sells, that debuts this week. So I was like, let me call her. Half black ass, and hopefully the black side picked up.
How about you come on the show?
It's a spicy white.
Wait, you're identifying that Ryan.
It's the Chipotle mayo.
She used to identify as half black. She is now identifying as spicy white.
She's Chipotle mayo.
Habanero.
Ryan is calling you habanero.
It's a couscous white.
Listen. I want you to get back to sleep, because you probably were doing a bunch of disgusting stuff last night.
I seen her page. She said she is staying in the bed all day.
An hour ago.
Yeah, you'll figure out a way to
That's
find
why
it.
She's so tired. That's
it's still in the cloud. So don't worry. It got deleted, but it's still in the cloud. She'll find it. She'll recover.
Bye, y'all. I love you.
Wait. Tell the people what the show is about.
No, come on the show and tell them what it's about. Fuck that.
People that make money from sex without having it. It's an entrepreneurial show, and it's the first show hosted by a black woman about business.
Black-ish. Black-ish.
Listen, jalapeno pepper.
Come to jalapeno.
As they come.
Well, listen, when you get back to New York, you gotta come next door and let us know all about your endeavors. All right?
Good deal. I'm there. All
right, love you. Talk to you soon.
Bye, y'all. Bye, everybody. Get back, Smack. Bye.
Thank you.
Get back, Smack.
Jesus Christ.
All right, well, let's jump into this week.
Get vaxxed.
Yes, she said get vaxxed.
Get vaxxed.
So is the new thing, like when you get a girl to come in, you gotta be like, yo, you got to show me your vaccination card. You can't.
I eat ass, bro. I don't care. I eat ass, bro. I don't care, bro. Like, I stopped caring about dumb shit a long time ago.
You see,
bro.
I feel like I shouldn't worry about the vaccination since we are kids that we grew up on 50-cent sodas. They used to call the little quarter water nutties.
Yeah.
Because they said they fuck with you. Why am I worried about a vaccine?
Bro, y'all niggas was drinking. Yo, everybody on here, everybody on this recording, we've all drank Mountain Dew before.
200%.
No.
You never drink Mountain Dew, Ryan? You about to lie, bro. You a ball, bro. You play ball.
And that Mountain Dew is never my thing.
Niggas will go play ball for 3 hours, go get a Mountain Dew, and then walk back and play for another 6 hours.
Yo. Niggas that didn't play on any type of organized team definitely drink Mountain Dew.
200%.
Because it's like, you ain't got nothing to do. I like games. That wasn't my thing.
First of all, I played organized, bitch.
I was very organized.
Yeah, I was about to say, the fuck is he talking about?
Only thing you organized was gang.
Can we get into our episode? I would love to talk about our episode. Thanks, Ryan.
My bad.
We here at the Fly Ryan podcast featuring Mac, Mouse, and Che.
Uh-huh.
We, you know.
No, Fly Ryan.
I love that I've seeped into everyone's consciousness. I love that I rub off on everybody. Oh, let's all be petty. Dance, monkeys. Dance. All right, but this week, listen, if you guys at all know about The Guys Next Door, you know we do the segment sometimes, sometimes not. Mm-hmm. Good shit, black man. Goddamn black man. This week, I wanted to kind of do like a hybrid, like good shit black man. This week, and dedicated to Cat Williams, right? Mm-hmm. So Cat Williams was on the Joe Budden podcast. I was going to be an idiot and say, oh, some podcast. But he was on the Joe Budden podcast this week. And he had a really great take about cancel culture.
Yes.
And I'm going to let you guys hear it. And then when we come back, you will see why I wanted to dedicate this week to Cat Williams. Give me 1 second.
Without judgment and repercussion from cancel culture.
If you ask all of the people that didn't make it to the NBA, if you ask them if we just lowered the goal down another foot, they all tell you they make it. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes the out of bounds, but the out of bounds gotta be there, or you'll run up in the stands, right? Mm. So some of these things are for the benefit of everything. Nobody likes the speed limit, but it's necessary. Nobody likes the shoulder of the road, but it's there for a reason. Mm. My point is, people weren't all that extremely funny back when they could say whatever they wanted to say. At the end of the day, there's no cancel culture. Cancellation doesn't have its own culture. That was people of color. That was us policing our own culture. That was people without a voice being trashed by people just because they had a bigger name than them and more money than them and a better office than them. They could sweep them up under the rug like they didn't matter. I don't know what people we think got canceled that we wish we had back. I don't even know who are they. Mm. It's done for the reasons it's done for, and it helped who it helped. If all that's going to happen is we have to be more sensitive in the way that we talk, isn't that what we want anyway? I'm saying your job as a comedian is to please the most amount of people mm-hmm. with your art. So if you want to offend somebody, nobody took those words away from you. Mm-hmm. Dirty bitch ain't been taken away. You can say that, but don't call somebody this word when you know this affects all of these people. Don't use the R word when you really mean people on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Don't say this word instead of saying autistic. Don't say this word instead of saying little people. Look, if these are the confines that keep you from doing the craft God put you to, then then it probably ain't for you.
Your talent is up. Mm.
So I heard that and immediately was like, that is it. Right? I feel like Cat Williams articulated in that 2 minutes what everyone who has any cognitive thinking has been combating all the combatants of cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where, you know, many of us have said, you know, it's necessary that someone in the community, in these communities, stand up for them and say, hey, you can't just say that. You know what I mean? And I think it's most prevalent amongst us, amongst this, you know, last generation of millennials, because we've lived through when all these words were okay.
Yep.
And us being told like, no, it's not okay. And we have enough time and we have enough opportunity that if we get behind it, that we could change the upcoming generations and really begin to make everyone feel appreciated and seen and heard and represented. But let me ask you guys, y'all heard that. What did y'all think about it?
Well, first and foremost, to me, I think I think that we are at a place where, I understand what Cat Williams is saying. And I don't disagree with him at all. It's probably one of the most poignant things he said in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
What was that word? What you said?
Run that back.
Poignant.
Poignant?
P-O-G-N-A-N-T. Poignant.
Poignant. Yeah. Yeah, there's a G in there. Huh? Yeah, poignant.
Did you just question my spelling?
I thought you was bullshitting.
No, he was actually right. He forgot the I, but yes, he was actually like right on the
ball. So this nigga tried to get real.
It's all good. It's all good. You had it though. You was right there.
He got real wordy and forgot a letter.
Nah, I was offended. This nigga had me. Go ahead, Matt.
No, but it was probably
the Ryan Fire.
It was probably one of the most poignant things that he said in a long time. Just speaking on the culture as it stands.
Right.
I think a lot of people look at cancel culture as its own culture instead of as the policing of several different cultures. Mm. You know, it's the policing. Cancel culture is the effect of the policing of Black culture. You know, the kids, just as he said, kids that are on the spectrum. LGBTQ, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. You know, it is the policing of these different places. I was watching the other day. For the last week and a half, me and Christina have been binging My Wife and Kids, ironically, that Cat Williams was on. And there's certain jokes and all of that I'm watching that I'm like, oh,
never would fly today.
And mind you, this
was, My Wife and Kids?
Yo, this was... Yeah. This was like a few years ago, almost.
Yeah, but that was on like ABC. Like, there's jokes, bro. That wouldn't.
On some it. Like.
I haven't watched in a while.
Just on some like, yo, Junior, are you, like, just certain things like, yo, how much they say somebody's gay or how they look down on being gay. Or
I got you.
Looking down on being gay. But again, I think watching this whole thing. Thinking about what he said, seeing where Cat Williams has been, what he's gone through, and then seeing this, it's hard, you know, this is literally one small segment and, you know, of a sound clip of, you know, something that he's doing on his press tour for his new movie. But this is, it feels like the new age of this new Cat Williams. It's
right.
It's a beautiful thing to see. But speaking to what he was saying, the cancel culture shit is very, 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 very on point, man. I think a lot of people don't look at it the way that they should. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really just us policing our different cultures.
I find it very funny. I find it very funny when Black people of any career, you know, comedian, bus driver, whatever, and when they're screaming about cancel culture. When it affects them.
Yep.
Right? Because when everybody's okay with Matt Lauer losing his job, and everybody's okay with what's the other guy? Louis C.K. Everybody that's been attacked. Yep. But when it comes our way, it gets a little skewed when it comes to black people, right? Because then it's like, now you have to measure it against how much do you like this person.
Mm.
Right? So, like, when it was Bill Cosby, you weren't really measuring it against Bill Cosby. And, man, you were weighing it against your love for Cliff Huxtable.
True indeed.
Then you began to say, if he was doing that, then damn, maybe my uncle, my grandfather was doing that.
Getting deep.
And then now I gotta.
Ooh.
Right? Because now what happens.
Spicy.
What happens when you get knowledge? You start.
My grandfather ain't do that.
He said, chill, son. Chill, son.
You just start.
God rest his soul.
We don't know. I'm just saying we don't know what anyone did.
That wasn't his thing.
I'm just saying we don't know what anyone did, but what you do is you begin to start piecing certain thought processes and say, well, if the older people in my life are telling me such and such is okay and move this way with women, then would they find something wrong with this? You get what I'm saying? So now R. Kelly, same thing. You don't measure it against the acts he did, the egregious acts he did. You measure it
against his
catalog, yeah, and how his music made you feel.
I have something that brings that.
Go ahead.
Ooh, go ahead.
I say this all the time. The steps is wild. I'm sorry. It's just coming down the steps. Do not. This shit's crazy.
Lost.
The crib is open.
Shit is crazy. But I compare it to this. Everybody, the whole Tory Lane shit was going on with him. And how people really was like, it's over for Tory. I'll never listen to his music. And all this stuff. And it's like, okay. He wasn't. And I'm not on his side or not on his, like, it's not even about like whose side I'm on, but Chris Brown was charged with whatever he did.
Yep.
It was true and all this stuff. But shit. People won't cancel Chris, but they'll cancel Tory. And I feel like in a crazy way, it's based on, like you said, who you like more, who looks better more in people's eyes. Like, if Chris was less attractive like Tory in people's minds, I don't know.
I hear you. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm picking it up.
Would they put that on a different spectrum?
So with Chris, and this is not an apologist thing, and it's not me take. This is literally.
Yeah, this is what I'm just trying to
calling,
understand.
Right.
I've had this back and forth with somebody.
Right. So what I think happens with Chris and Tory is it's just simply two different times. It happens almost.
I was going to say
15 years apart.
Exactly.
Right, where there was still a redeemable period for certain artists, or for artists, or for people, however you want to classify.
Yeah,
that time.
Also at age.
It doesn't even matter what it is. There was a point of redemption, absolutely, right? People would even talk about it. Okay, this is the redemption tour. You go do this show. You go do this interview. You do this. Mac, you've heard it a million times, I'm sure. There was a redemption tour, right? You ask any publicist that was around back then, they'll tell you. Now, there's none of that.
Oh, nigga, it's
there's none of that. People is on your ass. You do something stupid, you fuck up.
You got to stay quiet,
and you may not come back from it. To be honest,
200%.
And that's just the times we're in. With Chris, and I also don't think Chris got away as scot free as people tend to believe.
No. Like he's
not been on any of major award shows. His music kind of gets like.
You got to remember, Chris Brown, before the situation happened, Chris Brown was
double mint gum.
Like, he was selling the Wrigley's bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a Wrigley's bubble gum commercial
since.
Wrigley
said, fuck it.
It doesn't even sound crazy. I don't give a fuck. He was going to be Mike.
200%. They were literally positioning him to be that.
That was our generation, Mike.
They were positioning him for that space. Once everything happened.
I see Mouse face.
What? I'm listening.
He was Mike. He was Mike. Say yes.
I agree. I think he's better than Mike, but that's neither here nor there.
Mm.
Like, that's just me.
I like that. I would actually. It's just not even as much of an argument as you would think.
It's
not. But he's not. So.
What I would say is, after everything happened, Chris made a decision. Mm-hmm. And that decision pushed him down the trajectory that he went.
Also, I think it's just about... So the thing about cancel culture is, if you have a large enough fan base,
mm-hmm.
and your crime or thing or infraction is not to the most utmost levels of, you know, egregiousness, you'll be fine. And I think we've seen that with Chris. What he did, you know, the assault was terrible. It was not okay. But he had enough of a fan base to say, we got him. And then when also, here goes a major thing. When the victim says
everything
is
fine,
I love this guy. It's no issue here. Matter of fact, I'll try again. To the entire world, everybody's like, okay. That's not what's happening with Tory. That's not what's going to happen with him.
Nope.
Not this go-round. So, you know, you weren't at that level, right? You look at somebody like R. Kelly, who for years skated by because of the fan base. But once you hit this era where these people are not going to lay down and let you just walk over them and get over on them, and motherfuckers are really going to hold you to the fire. Oh, we've seen what happened there. And it was necessary.
Yeah.
It's necessary. You get what I'm saying? Like Cat Williams said, the speed limit is necessary or everybody will go flying and there'll be a bunch of car crashes and a lot of deaths.
Yeah.
The speed, the bounds, the game of basketball is played within the white lines.
While you're playing it, you're like, I wish it's not there. But on the outside looking in, you have to have
it. You got
to
have it.
I'm going to tell you the truth. In all my years of playing basketball, I've never even thought about...
You're right. I never thought about not having
just
out of bounds.
Don't go out of bounds. Like, it's just...
It's that simple.
It's that the simple.
It's what you first learn, and there's certain things that you're supposed to know.
If you think about it, how ingrained do we keep it about basketball? Mm-hmm. When you go play somewhere else, when we go play in like a LA Fitness or a gym that has a padded wall, you like, wall is out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
you make the bounds.
If there's no bounds... We inherently set boundaries.
We make it.
And that's all that the culture is doing today. We are creating the boundaries that did not have any bounds because motherfuckers was pulling up from how we be saying it about Steph Curry. Motherfuckers was pulling up from the parking lot,
from the logo,
like, and letting it go. Niggas is pulling up from the nosebleed section as if game is still in bounds. No, bring it in. And I thought that was so good because Cat Williams has had such a journey.
Yeah, man. He was almost canceled himself, right?
I don't even know if he was canceled. I think he was counted out.
He was put on pause.
Right? Because
he got beat up by a little kid.
I want to let y'all know. Kids have some of the strongest grips in the moment. If you find yourself in the grips of a little kid, you could too end up like that.
Hey, listen, I'm not gonna hold you.
Call this number.
When that nigga looked at the camera and said, "Where your mother at?"
He said, "If you have been beaten up by it,"
I said, "Cat Williams may never come back from this."
Oh, yo, boy. Shit.
It's like we seen Cat Williams at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then
when did you first hear about Cat? Like, where was your introduction to Cat Williams, Ry?
That's a good-ass question. My introduction to Cat Williams was before My Wife and Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Before his stand-ups, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's when he became, like, Cat Williams.
Oh, yeah. His stand-ups solidified him.
When he did that stand-up, when he was talking about the weed and all that shit, that was the one. And that might have been in college.
Was I in college? No.
The one with the green suit?
That was high school, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say, that's like high school.
My
wife and kids came before that stand-up.
What? Did it?
Yeah, it did. Because my wife and kid came after...
My wife and kids came after
Friday After Next.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife and kids was high school. So, my wife and kids...
It was middle school going into high school.
No. My wife and kids... Friday After Next.
Friday After Next is first. Yeah. Friday After Next was his first film.
That was my introduction
to him. But
that was his first film? No, that was his first film. Something before that.
Mm-mm. He did before that. No, I think even on the movie it says introducing Cat Williams in the credits.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
But
Money Mike was the first.
Money Mike was our introduction to Cat Williams.
Money Mike, baby.
Well, there it is.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why I thought this conversation would be so dope, because all of us have a meeting point with him, right? Where we're young kids. And shout out to Naima Cochran. She does Music Sermon on Twitter and Instagram. And she had a really great take about Cat Williams and just his journey, right? She said Cat Williams, his tone, his way of delivering jokes kind of became, not even kind of, it became the voice and tone of Black Twitter. So like the way we make jokes on Black Twitter, the way we joke on Twitter amongst ourselves is all from this anecdotal sarcasm in the same way Cat Williams delivered jokes.
Yeah.
She actually used the clip. I don't want to use it here because I don't want it to get canceled. Not canceled, but I don't want it to get taken down. But if you guys are at home, you guys go look at the clip where he's talking about the tiger. He's talking about the white kid who got killed by a tiger. And if you listen to that bit, that is Black Twitter.
200%.
Because you're doing nothing but shining a light on the absurdity of the very thing that this is. Like, he even said white people, if y'all can't understand how wrong it is for you to kill a tiger because he killed somebody that came into his enclosure in the zoo, you'll never understand what it's like to be Black in America.
Yep.
So shout out to Naima Cochran, because she definitely is the person who kind of like, she was the inspo for that tweet. I tried to get her, but she has a deadline she has to meet.
Yeah.
But definitely we want to have her on and have her pick her mind and have a conversation with her. But that's the whole reason for this, right? Because it's like, yo, are we even, like, Cat Williams continues to influence even where he may not get the credit.
True indeed.
Right? Because now we're all thinking about it. I've seen everybody's eyes light up. It's like, yeah, that nigga inherent. And you know why he influenced Black Twitter? Because he influenced all the creators on Black Twitter before Twitter was a thing.
Yeah.
If you remember, I know with me a big thing was going to school, reciting all these jokes.
Oh, my
Comic
God.
View
what?
To
yeah, bro.
Cat Williams to Dave Chappelle. Like, going to school and being able to put your own spin and own the joke that you heard. So obviously, that would be called stealing today.
But still.
But we're not comedians. But as kids, we come on. He was actually, these comedians were instrumental in forming our outlooks on life.
Mm-hmm.
The way we view things. So if on Black Twitter it sounds like that, that's because Cat Williams influenced all of us before we even got on Twitter.
Facts.
We're all looking at this thing that happens. If we all look at this bottle of water that if it tips over and spills out, it's not just a bottle of water that tipped out. It's, well, that was dumb for you to leave it there. And now the jokes are going to be, well, what if I left this here? And then would I be upset then if it messed everything up? You get what I'm saying? Like, it's that analytical eye that Cat Williams has been able to do from day one. I think that's why he was so good.
Yeah, man.
He's always been so good at that. Cat Williams is somebody who deserves like an endless amount of praise and support from us.
From us,
he's come a long way. He really shows that, like, if you work hard and what you really want to do, regardless of what people think about you and what you do, you can always resurface and put your stamp on the game. Like, he's with the GOATs of comedians.
That's a fact. Mm. That is a fact.
After all the shit he's done, even though a lot of comedians go through a lot of shit, which is, we can go through the list of ones from
Richard Pryor.
Mason, yeah, from Richard Pryor doing that shit to Martin Lawrence running the fucking.
Yeah, he was wilding. He was wilding.
So he's bugging. So they go through other ups and downs, but to see Cat Williams really get, I don't think anybody else got really like put out of the comedian world, like the comic world, like, no, you're not cool no more. Like, we're going to cancel you. And to come back and resurface and disappear.
And essentially, he was kind of put on pause or canceled for having struggles. He didn't do anything. Unless I missed it, he never said anything like super. I know there was a thing
Richard
with
Juan. Martin Lawrence would have went through the same shit they went through, all these comedians, when there was a social media era.
Oh, yeah. It would have been completely different.
It would go completely different.
I love that he was able to come back and win a goddamn Emmy.
Yeah, man. Woo!
And like to rewatch that, I mean, obviously we all watched it when Atlanta was out. And you know, I'm not going to lie to you and say I've rewatched Atlanta so many times.
No, but still.
I probably rewatched it like that first season. I probably rewatched it twice. So in 2021, I definitely forgot. And everybody kept saying, like, you got an Emmy. I'm like, what the fuck did he get an Emmy for? For Alligator Man?
Yeah, man.
And I went back and was like,
he bodied that shit.
I watched that yesterday.
It came on TV randomly.
He bodied it.
It was that episode of Alligator Man.
He bodied it. I was like,
that show is amazing.
Yeah. I'm like, this guy is, he is Thanos. Like, he has, like, I just want to see him.
Max, you got to do something with Cat. We got to get Cat on the show.
That's a fact.
He's on a podcast tour right now. We might be able to
pull him right now. Because I know he's...
I got to have it in person. I can't. It has to be in person.
I mean, you coming home on the 10th. What's good?
Chill. Stop saying it like I'm getting out of jail, bro.
Nah, LA is jail, bro. Yeah. You coming home, bro.
Like, first of all, if this is jail... Lock me up.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold you. I told y'all last time I didn't want to leave.
I know you did.
I found Inglewood. I didn't want to leave.
I got a text yesterday from my mom, and she sent me houses and was like, "Yo, if I moved to California, I would want to live in a spot like this. This is a good neighborhood." And the shit was like, Woodland Hills. I'm like,
"What's that mean?"
Oh my god,
where's that at? Where's Woodland Hills? It's nice.
It's really nice.
It's nice, but it's just not far from you.
Oh, it's close to you. Got you.
What she was saying in her mind was far-fetched. Like, yo, if I did move to California, let's say I did, it would have to be somewhere like this. Thinking in her mind, it's somewhere far as shit.
Nah.
Like, yo, she want me to be like, oh, yeah, that's 5 hours away. And I'm like, yo, that's in the valley. She like, where?
Would you want that?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm.
If mommy's in LA, yeah, that's
my
fine.
Mom, it's not even for me. Her peace of mind needs to be fucking away from the restaurant.
Yeah.
I haven't really talked to y'all about that, but
we'll talk about it.
She's bugging. Yeah. And I could tell her peace of mind is just not there. And she wants to be there, but every time she goes, it's just turn it up on me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if that's not where your health is and your peace is at,
then you gotta go find it.
Have somebody else do that shit. They pay those bills. You get paid, rent it out, whatever the fuck you do. In my mind, and that sounds crazy, I'm like, yo, sell the building, my nigga. If this is what's going to make you have peace of mind and health, go sell that. Because you could take your bread, you could go live your life, you never have to worry about shit again. I will be okay. My kids will be okay. My grandkids will be okay. Now, my great-grandkids, I don't know.
Your kids will be okay?
My kids will be fine. Everybody will be fine. Whenever they get here. I don't have to worry about in my mind, like, what's going to happen if we sell the restaurant. I will be fine. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, like, her peace of mind coming to California, I think it would be amazing.
What about, but what did that say about, well, maybe you didn't move to LA to get away. right? Like, some people do move to, like, get away from...
I didn't move to L.A. to get away. I moved like, away as it really wasn't my... I mean, it really
what was that,
my,
Che?
It was my choice, Che,
you
but
put
it
a, hold on, Ryan. You put a finger up, Che. Is that you? Is that your story? You moved...
Not necessarily...
You want to get away from Florida, woman?
Shea be running from niggas. Town to town. She be breaking hearts and skipping town. To the fucking
yo, Che really a nigga.
Che is really
break
a nigga.
Break somebody's heart and then move. That's a nigga move.
Goodness gracious.
Papa was a rolling stone.
It was partly just me not necessarily want to get away. I just needed a new challenge, but also like
nigga.
Someone made the joke like, oh, you should just move to LA, and I took that shit personally.
All right, Michael Jordan.
I took that shit personally.
Man, I took that shit personally. So would you not want your mother out there?
Absolutely. I mean, for my own sanity's sake, when I do have kids, yes, I do want her out there. Mm. But in order to pull that off, I would have to literally be able to buy her a house or something. She's not moving here and then having to continue doing what she's doing. So I would have to pay off our first house and still buy her another one here.
So mom's going to be in Florida for a while?
Yeah, she has no intentions of...
oh, I'm going to talk to you.
Hey, look at him.
Oh, I'm going to talk to you.
You're not on me. You're not on... Who that?
That's Mac. Everybody say hi to Mac. I'm going to talk to you.
Oh, that's Mac?
Wow.
Spicy Mac. That's
Spicy
that's,
Mac.
That's what we call spicy mayo.
The spicy Mac.
What about you, Mac? If you moved somewhere,
yeah,
like long term, like I don't know, like LA, you go to LA and that's like your long term thing. Would you want your family to follow you?
Nah.
You got mad family. You got
job. Yeah. About to say, I got a lot of family.
That's right. That's why. Yeah.
So,
but it's different for him because he's taking care of that.
Yeah.
Like if I took care of my whole family at a young age like Mac did, no, stay the fuck over there.
Yeah, please, please.
When I come visit y'all, I visit y'all. If I live over, I'm good.
How do you set that boundary?
I haven't done that yet.
What you mean? Which boundary?
The boundary of okay, I took care of y'all for this long. Sometimes to my detriment, whatever. Well, however you position it, but how do you set that boundary at?
It's a hard conversation
because you. Yeah. Because it's not like it's, you said it at the beginning.
No, definitely
you
not.
You let it go on for a minute, and
oh,
then
son, I was out here when I was young. I was wah-ha-ha-ling. I remember the first big check that I got. It was the first time that I did, and this is probably the most baller shit I've ever done in my entire life. I was with Christina at the time, huh?
I know this one. You pointed the shit that. That
nigga, legit. The first time that I ever pulled up to a joint, like we went to the mall. We on Fifth Ave. It's me, Nev. I got Christina with me, and I got my sister with me. And I said, "All right, y'all, everybody get something. Get something for Nia. Get something for my cousin Dana. Get something for mom. I bought my mom this crazy." This crazy Christian Dior watch, fucking the it was crazy. Christina got bags and shoes. Talia got bags and shoes. Nev's got shoes and this and everything. I'm like this. Yes. Rack it up. Clink, 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 clink. I can't even tell you how much I spent.
Didn't care. No, never blinked.
But once all of that passed, and you know, you get to a point where you're like, where you're really thinking about money and you're trying to build money, you have to have that conversation where it's like, listen, I've been holding it down for this long. And I appreciate it. Like I wish I could keep going, but at the end of the day, it's either going to be me or it's going to be y'all. Like, So the only way that we could even sustain keeping a little bit in this family, I gotta stay alive. Like, I can't get popped. Mm-hmm. So, like, you gotta make sure that I could keep sustaining myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we just had to have that conversation, man. It was a tough one, but it was one that was necessary.
Mm. Now, obviously, the journey, obviously, the career is one full of many ebbs and flows, right?
200%.
Which it seems as if you're in ebb right now. Mm-hmm. You know, you're about to be back on Broadway. Or you're about to be on Broadway for the first time.
And praise God.
We know what that does with somebody who has a resume as long as yours. Mm-hmm. We know what that mm-hmm. does. And you know, we're all believing that my boy is about to be. Now, how do you keep that same boundary? Like, or do you allow, like, how did that happen? Or is it because you're married now you get to hide behind your wife?
200%.
Yeah, Christina said no.
No, I think, you know what it really is? I think it's now, it's a hindsight thing, right? You know, they always say hindsight is 20/20. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going into this situation with a mindset about money and the way to create financial freedom that I didn't have before. Nobody taught me anything. Right. I didn't have somebody to tell me like how to move and smart. you know, grew up a little bit. I didn't have those kind of conversations. I didn't read those books. I just didn't have the knowledge at the time. I was young and just on some like, okay, this money gonna keep coming in, not knowing that 90210 was only gonna last 5 years.
Only. Nigga said only.
Only, you know.
Nigga had a TV. Nigga had a top-rated TV show. Only 5 years.
Let's see how grown you are. Your mother or your wife in the front seat.
Oh, shit.
No baby in the car.
This guy's starting trouble.
My wife.
Smart move.
No baby in the car.
Wifey.
Baby in the car.
Wifey. Actually.
Oh, shit.
It's wifey's discretion.
There it goes.
Wifey's discretion. If the baby's not in the car, wifey goes in the front. If the baby is in the car, 9 times out of 10, Christina's gonna want to sit in the back with the baby.
Okay.
So I leave it up to her. Her discretion.
Very smart.
So mom. So basically you're telling mom's just never in the front.
You know, Mima's actually very cool sitting in the back. She feels like Miss Daisy.
Yeah, that's weird. I've never even had that situation. When I was married, since, like, I've never had that issue.
Yeah.
One, my mom's scared to drive with me, so that always works.
That works with me, too. She says I drive like a bat out of hell.
Exactly. Mom's like, no, you drive too fast. Yeah. Your music's turned up. Yeah. You do know you're a black man, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. She'd be like, lift your seat up. Lift it up. No. My mom really be roasting.
My mom be bugging.
Yeah, my mom be roasting.
Put your phone down while you driving. Then when she's driving, she's wilding.
Son, wilding.
I'm just like, yo, my nigga, like.
I'd be like, yo. And my mom would tell me not to be on my phone when I'm driving. But then when she's driving, she on the phone and she got a droid. So, you know, that shit 10 times harder to fucking work. Exactly. Like that. And she driving a fucking bus. I'm like, yo, you driving a minivan. My mom asked me for a car the other day, right? And I'm like, I had a look at myself. I was like,
she asked you for a car?
Am I doing that well? Where? Like, ma'am, what's up with you? But you know, that's because Trap Karaoke Tour. Oh, by the way, we're sold out of early bird tickets for all those. We're sold out of early bird tickets. 100% sold out. We're 85% sold out of general admission, which means Trap Karaoke returned in Trap Karaoke fashion. What? Sold out shows every motherfucking city. If you niggas thought that the pandemic was going to switch shit up.
Oh, they thought.
You fucking thought.
Uh-huh.
Trap Karaoke still here. We still do what we do. Back to business, August 12th. But those tour dates went out. So whenever my mom sees Trap Karaoke tour dates, she just think life is
sweet.
She think I'm on 90210.
Speaking of tour dates.
So she's seen the tour. What'd you say, Ry?
Speaking of tour dates.
Can't hear you. Say it again.
Me.
Speaking of.
Tour dates.
They will be coming up very soon.
Whoa!
Close to you, close to your home, by your crib next door.
Yeah, we coming to the crib.
You heard?
We coming to the crib. Leave your nasty food at home, though. Don't. This is not a potluck type of house.
It's not a potluck.
We will take care of the food.
You just pay your price.
Because Che was talking about making a potato salad, but she said there was raisins in it.
I'm about to say.
No.
Raisins and cilantro.
And shrimp.
And shrimp, not the ancestors.
Yo, y'all didn't see that meme?
Yes, that old lady was, those old ladies were so perplexed.
Upset.
And they were like, why would she do that?
She didn't put the shrimp in the potato sack. She said, oh, yes. He said, but not because she ain't want to.
Because there was none.
Because she had no shrimp.
Yo, the lady on the far left was so perplexed. I felt bad.
Son, she really looked like, she was just like, for what?
And it was the youngest sister, too. It was the youngest sister that put the shrimp in it. So they like, yo, she don't even remember grandma. Like, what the fuck is going on with her?
Son.
She's bugging. Like, who gave her the right?
Yo, let me ask you something since we're not doing a letter. What y'all watching? What's everybody watching?
Handmaid's Tale.
I like that. I'm not.
What's Handmaid's Tale? Tell us about, what's that?
It's the last season too, right?
No.
I think this is about to be their final season.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. Handmaid's Tale is placed in an alternate future where women are completely stripped of their rights.
The good days.
No, I'm just playing.
Religion has completely taken over, and basically women are used and bred as livestock because there was a virus that wiped out just like reproductive abilities. So the women who are able to reproduce are basically turned into sex slaves.
That's not good.
More or less.
Yeah. And y'all watch that? That's a little traumatic, no?
Yes, I hate men every day.
Oh,
every single day. I didn't do it. I'm not even in that world. There's probably no black people on that show.
There are. Samira Wiley's on that.
There's a few.
I'm trying to think. What am I watching?
Wow, the virus wiped out reproductive organs, but not black people. We are fucking amazing.
I'm watching that. I just finished that new show about Thor.
Oh, I couldn't get into it because it was
Loki?
Not Loki. It's on.
Loki is on?
No, it's called Ragnarok. No. I do think Loki is out, but Ryan's talking about Ragnarok. On Netflix.
Yeah, so I didn't know it was about Thor until I started watching it.
But it's like dubbed, right?
Yeah, and I don't really like that, but the show is actually good, so it was cool. It was fun. But Loki is in the show.
Yeah, because that's there's part of the Greek mythology, so yeah. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. Two seasons. I think it's two. Yeah, I watched two seasons.
We got to figure out our rating system. That's what I want to do from now on. Like, we're going to rate the things we watch. I just got to figure out what's us.
Like one out of five or something.
I'm watching some other shit. They had like mutant babies, kind of.
Mutant babies.
What's that shit called?
Shadow and Bone?
Nah. It's about like, there's something that happened in the world that at a certain point in time, when you had a kid, your kid was basically half animal, half human.
Oh, I just seen that.
What is it called?
I just seen that.
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth. Yeah. I just seen that.
That's dope. It's a dope show. Shout out to my stepmom. Her show about the Underground Railroad just dropped.
That's my show. That's the show that I was about to say.
I haven't even started yet, but she was in head location.
It's on Netflix.
My nigga. It's on Amazon.
Nah, it's
Amazon?
On Amazon. My little brother worked on it too, so shout out to that. I gotta watch it. But
It's Barry Jenkins' project.
Okay, shout out to Barry Jenkins.
I'll tell you this, man. If you gonna watch it, don't binge it.
You can't take all that. Pause.
My stepmom said that. She was like, she's like, first episode, you're just gonna turn it off.
Dead ass. You gotta decompress.
Can somebody
bro.
Tell me what it's called?
It's called the Underground Railroad.
Oh, that's what it's called. Got you.
Son, like the first episode and every episode after that as well. Like, you gotta watch the episode and really like decompress after you watch it. Cause it's the way that they are showcasing what happened, the way that they're showcasing, like, it's, I haven't seen anything that feels that real, you know, with anything that, you know, we see like 12 Years a Slave and even going back to Roots and everything. Like, this is there's a whole different type of,
is it a documentary?
No.
Okay.
It's an actual scripted show. Yeah. Gotcha. There's a different
That's what my stepmom, remember she was living in Atlanta for like 3 years. That's what she was doing.
Yeah, man.
They shot this over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, 2 years, something like that. because COVID happened. So
yeah. Oh, of course. Yes, I have to remember but COVID.
It was like it was like a good 2 years. Mm-hmm. Is in Atlanta.
It's a very real.
I mean, I was definitely gonna watch it in general, but.
And the cinematography is striking. It's ridiculous.
Should we do a Patreon series? Should we do like a Patreon mini breakdown about it? We all watch it. We all watch it together.
We can go episode by episode.
Break. You want to do that?
I'm down.
Can everybody commit to that?
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start that. Let's figure it out for next week. Let's figure out how to start for next week.
At least we watch first episode and we just
break down from there. Cool. And then we can have them on and talk about it. Have your stepmother on and talk about it and all that shit. Like
you could.
Oh, you know where y'all can see that? That's funny. Patreon.com, you Hakeem Campbells and Kimmy Gibbles, you thought you motherfuckers got away.
They thought.
You thought you motherfuckers snuck off this week. No.
They motherfucking thought.
Hakeem Campbell, Kimmy Gibbles to the front of the crib. You motherfuckers need to go to patreon.com right now, /guys next door pod, and become a member.
So I'm out. On that note, I'm out because they're getting too much free shit now. They're not spending bread.
Motherfuckers.
I'm not.
I'll tell you what I'm watching.
What you watching?
Ready to Love, motherfucker. Ready to Love.
You love Ready
season
to Love.
Season 4.
You love
Oh, my goodness. This shit's so good. TV is, first of all, I just want everybody to know I'm up to date on all my primetime white woman shows. This Is Us. Hell of a season finale. Kudos to that team. All caught up on Law & Order, SVU, and Law & Order Organized Crime. Goddamn Organized Crime is a motherfucker.
It is really
good. How did you not go to get on that show?
It is really good.
Nigga, I don't care. Next season, you need to be on the show.
I was on Swagger, but still.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's all good.
You know.
Yep.
Look at it.
You know.
Could be a little. But yes, I'm caught up on all that. But I tell you what I'm watching the most. Yes, the fucking NBA playoffs. God damn it, this playoff. LeBron James is out, baby. He's gone.
Curry's out.
He didn't even make it. But the Lakers are fucking gone.
Goodness.
The first time in 10 years, no LeBron, no Steph. This is crazy.
It's fucking nuts.
That means it is a new niggas. Does this mean it's a new nigga season?
It feels like
there's a new nigga era, or like
feels
just
like it.
Niggas got lucky and LeBron or Curry be back next year.
First time in 10 years that LeBron or Steph Curry hasn't been in the final.
Yo, that means since the age of 22, since the age we were 22, we were babies.
Yeah.
LeBron and or Steph Curry were in the finals. Just the first year, it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen.
And the Lakers are not in the second round, and the Clippers are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait, they won?
Well, there's 37 seconds left.
They up?
As he looks over his shoulder.
They're up by 15.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I love to see it. Why? I don't give a fuck about the Clippers.
Tonight.
I actually dislike the Clippers.
Me too.
But I tell you this. Anything to get the white men out of here. Them fucking white men was, y'all motherfuckers was singing the praise of these fucking balling crackers for a little too much for me.
Luka Doncic.
Ooh, Luka Doncic. Luka suck a dick.
Luka Doncic.
Luka suck a dick it. That's what he can do. Luka can suck a dick. This is still the black man's league, and that's what we uplifting, the black man, league.
Side note, there's a show that I need all of y'all to watch. Yo, man, what is the show we was watching the other day? The black nigga show.
Southside?
No, the
Michael Che.
Damn Michael Che.
Watched it all. Damn Michael Che. Episode 2?
Which one was episode 2?
The bourbon joke?
Oh, stop. I haven't watched it yet.
All right, I'll stop.
I haven't watched it yet.
I'm telling you right now.
Guys, guys and girls, boys, ladies, it's called That Damn Michael Che. Let me tell y'all right now. Next week, we talking about episode 2 of That Damn Michael Che. So, Matt, you better figure it out. On the Monday episode, we're talking about that because that episode dragged me for filth. I was like, oh. I just want to let y'all know before I get out of here, the Larry O'Brien Trophy will reside at 620 Atlantic Avenue. see me about it.
Hey, listen, listen, guys. If you thought that this Knicks fan, I don't know who you're talking about. A Knicks fan for forever, this guy right here, if you thought that this guy was not going to rep Brooklyn as they win, you got another motherfucking thing coming. Shout out Brooklyn. Shout out motherfucking Brooklyn.
I'll be at the game tomorrow.
If there's a game five, I will be at game five.
There won't be a game five. Won't be. Nets and four. I'll be at game two tomorrow.
Woo. Sheesh.
See, like I was there.
See me. I'ma FaceTime you, Ryan, so you could be there. Because a lot of niggas is talking. Newsflash, motherfuckers. I ain't been a Knicks fan in a whole year, stupid ass niggas.
Wow.
Fuck's wrong with these niggas?
Just a year?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I gave niggas 31 years of my life, bro.
You did.
They weren't getting a 30 second.
I understand.
I even looked at my ex and hoped that they was doing well. And what they were doing? Dumb as always. Couldn't get by a nigga who got underarm hair for hair.
Yo, chill.
Fuck Trae Young. Trae Young got a head full of underarm hair.
Oh, I thought you were talking about KD.
Oh no!
Wow.
First of all, I don't talk about my team like that. Only uplifting things. I got him a durag.
That's thank you.
Yeah, that's what I did. No, we don't talk bad about that man. Not on this podcast.
Not on this pod. KD coming on this pod.
Oh man.
On that note, does anybody got any announcements?
Nah, man. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Order them shit.
Oh yeah, go get them eco gave, man. Go get some eco gave in your life.
The eco gave.
Please.
I don't have none, but
I need to get some too.
Sure, you would like an eco gave in my house.
Tristan's drinking out of straws
now.
Hello.
You'll have some.
There we go.
We got a bunch of dope content coming. We have a bunch of dope content coming on and off of Patreon this month, especially this month. Got some dope Juneteenth content coming up. We got some dope Pride content coming up. So y'all make sure that you stay tuned. We appreciate y'all for being here for 101 episodes, and we can't wait to see you at 201. And on that note, make sure you send any of your letters to godsnextdoor123@gmail.com. That's godsnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/godsnextdoorpod. Make sure you follow us on YouTube, God Next Door Podcast. And make sure you are following us on Apple or wherever else you get your podcasts. Guys Next Door Podcast. We will see y'all next Monday.
Guys Next Door.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.